Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com three times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
All right, Jake is back. Hey, Jake.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good. I might need some of that therapy stuff you were talking about just a second ago.
What'd you do?
Well, just trying to figure life out.
Oh, no, this is physical therapy. This isn't mental therapy.
But he does that, too.
Oh, shoot. Well, try dancing for 10 weeks. See what it does to your body. You definitely need some physical therapy.
Well, no, I think that's way more interesting to talk about the mental stuff you're talking about. Like, why would Jake, who seems to be, like, all Americana, need to go into a psychologist's office?
You are the perfect man.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I don't know if I would say perfect. I wish it were true, though.
But you're on the wings of love. That's where perfection lies.
Something's bothering you today, man. What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, I'm actually looking at my yard in Dallas here, and I'm thinking this is going to be I've never seen more crabgrass in my life.
So the reason why you would go to see a therapist is because of your crabgrass? I think you started to get a little real with us, and now you're pulling back. I think you're pulling back on us.
Either that,
oh my gosh, I heard you guys this morning.
Either that or you woke up this morning and smoked a pound of weed.
No, actually, I didn't sleep at all last night. I went to the show, saw Pamela Anderson off, and then Tom Bergeron had a little after party that he does every single year. And then I rushed out to LAX, and I flew all night, so I've had less than 2 hours of sleep.
I want to talk about this Bergeron party. Does he party like a rock star?
Man, that rock star doesn't even get at it. I think he invented the party.
Seriously?
Really?
He does a good job every year, and it wasn't Jake Pavelka plus Vienna. I mean, it was just the cast and the entire crew. So, what's incredible is how many people it takes to put Dancing with the Stars on. I think there were 200 or 300 people there.
Oh,
half
wow.
of them I didn't even know, like the story department, the editors, and light operators that are up there in the grid while the show's going on, moving all those 60,000 lights around.
Wow,
I mean, it's incredible.
Bergeron to me seems like that old school radio guy that still drinks scotch, cigars.
Got a pipe?
Yeah, got a pipe, and maybe not entirely appropriate with women all the time, but it's only because he's older and he doesn't know any better.
Yeah, Tom brushed my butt, but that's okay because it's Tom.
You know what? It's fun hanging around the guy because it's like a college education just listening to him talk. The guy's so quick on his feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great.
You say something, you got to be ready because he'll throw it back in your face.
Right.
Hey, just so you know, Jake, when you're referring this, when you're using the words "quick on their feet" in a sentence, you can't just stop talking after you say that. That makes it very apparent that you're not.
Or we're not, right? All right, now, Jeff, really, we want to talk to you today because Jeff has beef more than anybody else.
It's not beef. It is kindness, Jake, because last time you were on with us, which was a week or two ago, you ended the conversation by saying hi to friends you had in Vinings because you used to live out here, and you said,
Yeah, absolutely. I used to live right off Cumberland.
Right, so we talked, real briefly, but then you had to go. So knowing that you still have people in Atlanta that, know you personally, I thought it would be cool to give you the opportunity to personally explain an apology isn't necessary, but a justification is probably needed for the significant display of emotion that occurred once it was announced you would no longer be dancing.
Because now there's some space between when it actually happened and now.
It runs in the family, let me tell you what. No, it's have you ever noticed, you know, the football players on the sideline, Tony Romo, whatever. Yeah, I think Tim Tebow had one.
Mm-hmm.
When you're doing something that you're so passionate about, when it's over, you get a little emotional about it because it meant so much. You know, the way I've lived my life and my principle, the way I was raised is, you know, that old motto, don't take it personally, it's just business. Let me tell you what, if it's just business to me, then I'm not going to do it. Life's way too short for all that crap. I want to feel everything that I'm doing because you only get a certain number of breaths in life. And so if it's not very personal to me, then I'm just going to skip over it. It's not worth my time.
Now, did Vienna have any problems about you saying to your dancing partner that she was your best friend?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
No, okay. No. When I first heard you say that to Chelsea, when you were like, you're one of my best friends, I thought, oh, I wonder if his girlfriend's going to be upset about that.
You know, I think Vienna would probably feel the same way. Chelsea's just a really great spirit.
That's cool.
A wonderful person. I was very, very lucky to get to know her.
In case somebody didn't hear it, we can play the audio of you at the end.
Wait. I can just do it for you right now.
Okay, that'd be great.
Is that what they call it?
Let's hear you reenact it. Yeah.
Well, go ahead and play it. I'm ready. I'm sitting down.
Is there anything that you want to say to Chelsea?
Thank you so much, Chelsea. You're one of my best friends. I have loved every second of this. I love you. Thank you for being so great to my beautiful fiance, Vienna.
And there
Thank you,
the
everybody, for watching
road.
And keeping me in.
I say, if you're in my circle of friends, that is endless crap for the rest of our relationship.
Yeah. Have you heard?
Well, you know what? It's you know, being on that show really meant something to me. You know, I mean, it's Dancing with the Stars is like a family, and you have to immerse yourself so deeply into it, and then all of a sudden the rug is just ripped out from underneath you because it starts, you know, like it just immediately, it's like going from zero to light speed in 1 second, and then it just you hit a wall and it's over. And I actually didn't feel that coming. I just all of a sudden got choked up about it. But you know, I'm just an emotional type guy. You know, I'm not afraid to show it. And
good,
you know,
for you.
I think that you saw it a lot during The Bachelor, but it's moments in life that, you know, that I really mean it. It's something that I was very passionate about, you know, coming to an end. And I got to, you know, I've said it a couple of times during interviews, but, you know, if there's any girls listening, you know, if you've been dating a guy for a long time, if you're engaged, if you have never seen that guy shed a tear, that is such a red flag.
Hmm. What do you think it means?
Definitely appropriate to cry, even as a guy.
I can tell you right now that if I my tears to me are like water behind a dam. That if I start crying over something little, everything from my childhood will come out, and it will be ugly for like 25 or 30 straight minutes.
He watches Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and we lose him for 4 days.
The floodgate would be open.
He's in a hotel growing a beard somewhere.
Jake, some words that
they say, you know, cry at your wedding, cry when your kid's born, stuff like, cry when you're off Dancing with the Stars, or sending 25 women home, or 24 women home.
The only, you know, the advice I could give you going forward is some words that mean a lot to me, and that's...
God.
On the wings of love, up and above the clouds. Thank you, Bert. you lost me. Gone.
Jake, we always...
Jeff's crying.
I love it.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, brother. Sorry about the crabgrass.
Song in my head. You know, this past year, how many times I've heard that song?
I know.
I would imagine.
I worship Jeffrey Osborne.
All right, Jake. Thanks a lot for the time, man.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. Right. And tell Atlanta, thank you so much for the support and all of the votes. I saw all the Twitters that they sent.
All right, man. We will.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
Are you going to cry? He's just getting off the phone with us? No tears?
He's an intense dude.
He's very...
very serious. That is crap.
Emotional.
It was cool that he called us after getting baked.
He's just a little off timing.
He's one of those guys that tells you everything and you only want to know.
Yes, he's the guy. Wendy is right. He's the guy on your first date, tells you everything.
How he's
shows
feeling.
You all of his cards and everything.
Yeah. Just hiding from me for just a little bit.
See, it's the balance of life. See, he's so good looking that they're, you know, he's, you know.
You'd be bored to tears with him in 2 weeks. You'd be so bored with him.
To me, he's almost like a soap opera actor.
On the soap?
On the soap.
You mean like the character? Not the actor, but the character
the
they
character.
Play?
Yeah.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.